question. Where's my question? My question is always there. Always. What are we talking about? Why do I do that? Because I firmly believe that all of these is one stuff, one thing that in special magical situations could be passed on just by a touch. But with just a hint, that could be relayed. I believe in that. How about you? The problem is this. The question is this. I question my belief and you should answer it. That's why it looks a little bit strange. And this is an attitude I have. I developed it. It works like this. Here I'm sitting as a teacher, right? If we are in the era of scientific era, I should present a lot of claims and you should question it and I have to prove it. Is it what you're doing in the university? That's what it is. You bring in something and the students say, why is that? And you have something to prove it. Okay? And what do we think about that? What do we think about the university? I have the utmost respect because that's the best part of our scientific and knowledge. I believe it's not enough, but that's the best. And who could you find which is not involved with that part? Do you remember one of the basics that the meaning of me is not in me, is in whatever I connect to, I act and react. That's what the meaning of me is, right? A part of that meaning is the environment I'm living in. And that scientific stuff is my environment. The utmost respect for that one. Okay? But here it's another way of thinking. In this, we cannot prove what we are talking about. That's when Rumi is here, when I add something to it. Do I add some of the stuff Rumi missed? You notice that I don't do that. The only claim I present here is I believe I have a good understanding of what Rumi wrote and I could explain it to you to use it in your experience of life. This is what I claim, right? But there are moments that I bring in something more to explain it. When I bring something more, because we are here and this is different, I act differently. I give you my claim. In this environment, you cannot question it. Because it's not a claim, it's an explanation here. But as a scientist, I know that as a philosopher, there is a claim in it, which I'm putting in it. Then, I want to make sure to push you around to question that part that I bring in. In this way that I will say, it's like this. Then, I'll jump to that six-year-old and say, why? Why do I say that? Because over there I have some logic to this. Because we are not only believers of the heart. We are the educated one. Our intelligence is not the normal intelligence. It's advanced. So, it's more powerful to argue with my heart. I have to feed that one as well. Where did I draw this subject in? Because now, the last sentence I brought in was Rumi's, remember? You have to feed your donkey. The donkey is yours, right? The animal, this biological machine with the intelligence is in your hand. Do you remember? He started that, listen, do not feed these good stuff in poetry and these tender stuff to the donkey. The donkey needs what? Logic. Logical explanation for that. And we all need that because our donkey is not a little donkey. It's an inflated one. It's a knowledgeable one, yes. Look at it. It's so inflated that the attitude doesn't change that much. I'm not talking about humanity. I'm talking about we, this little group. Up to 100 years ago, humanity was excused because he really was to the limit to understand that he's living in the center of the globe and everything was built just for us, and even God himself came down here to help us or gave the message and all that, okay? Around 80 years, a little bit less than that. We know that we are in the middle of nowhere and our size is just ridiculous in the level of mediocrity. Because the real activity in this universe, in this reality, happens in the subatomic level. We don't even see it. Oh, we have some guesses about it. The other side, as far as we see, is more. And we are not at the center. We are not at an important stuff. We know that scientifically, right? Let go of the people who want to deny it. Look in you, how much did it humble you from your grandfather? Maybe a little bit, I hope. We are as arrogant as the people 100 years ago who had all rights to believe to be at the center of the universe. Now we know we are not. But still, we have the same claims, don't we? This is the intelligence. This is a developed stuff. If you don't know how to bring it down, it's like working with an advanced computer. It's not a simple lamp to bring it a little bit lower. You have to deal with it. That's why I have those silly questions. I go back and say, what are we talking about? All of this is one simple stuff magically could be transferred. Why do I claim that? That was my question. Think about it. Doctor, please, in a good moment, explain to them all Alzheimer's, amnesia, all that. And let them know that I may forget what I said. You shouldn't. Why did I say that? Because we are sitting down here and we are informed about an experience. This fellow was an intelligent one, like all of you. Then, it'll take years for Shams to do it. They just touched him. So it's one subject only, right? But, sorry, pity, I wish I had the power of Shams. And you were qualified as Rumi. And I could do that touching. I cannot. We are trying our best. So I'm trying my best to remind you this is one subject only. It's one thing that you could absorb. And that's it. But because you cannot use the language, you know that we don't use your language, do we? No. We use other language. Storytelling in poetic way. To run away from that language you made for the business, for your intelligence. We need something else. We need passion over there. So we tell the stories, and our stories are dramatic. Yes, we make it like that because we want to talk about that stuff. And for the passion, is poetry is here. That enigma, because we don't want to reduce your intelligence. What we are asking you is to take care of the other part as well. You develop the intelligence, but you haven't developed the heart yet. Tend to that. That's all we say. Say we cannot say it. It's not talkable. So we don't talk about it. We make stories to provoke your mind and your emotion. And we say it in an emotional way because it has a lot to do with emotion. What kind of emotion? Are the other emotions to us, the animal kind of reaction is not emotion. It's one thing. And that one thing is the base of all of this. Do you remember that? You talked about it. He said, here, it's not about argument. It's not about thinking, understanding. Here is about being kind. Being kind is not easy, because being kind is going against yourself, sacrificing yourself for others. As simple as that. That looks bad because it means losing something intelligently. But we know by some exceptional people who went through an exceptional experience, they will say, you don't know. And you judge. You're selfish. And you don't know what we are talking about. Being kind is not only giving up your benefits. It's not losing. It's like spending. Of course, your animal wants to have the best without effort. But you know what the spending is. You want something good? You pay the price. That sacrifice is the price for something else. What is that something else? As simple as feeling good. That heart that you're talking is there. You give up the benefit of self and you buy